so I'm not even. I don't go to places just like those knives. So I'm gonna go through that. The boys who were not here last year, they're coming now. From Eretz Yisrael or from other Shirim. I appreciate the opportunity. You don't need to listen to me. You have such a rabbi like Rabbi Adler. You don't. But it's more important for me to meet you. I always tell people, they ask me about the Mashpia, how did it go last year? It was my first year. I said, I got a lot out of it. So I feel the Hashpah on me was very good. I don't know to be Mashpia. I try to say things from the heart. Things that mean a lot to me, and I tried to share with you. And that's if that could be a toelis, if somebody could gain something. Unfortunately, I don't get this. There's so many different shiur merchevers. I don't get to see it too often. But at least I think last year I was here once. So maybe be able to do that a little bit more from time to time to get together. So what I'm going to talk to you about now really it's around a 3-hour talk. I should try to do it in 25 minutes in Mitzvah. So I'm going to do it faster and leave out the most interesting things, which are the stories I'm going to leave out, and to just try to get to the tamsis of what is it that I was just thinking about really last night, thinking about this. I came home from a simcha and I was thinking about this nakuda a lot lately. You know, there are a lot of Ramazim for the word Elul. He knows them there. And whoever can come up like with a new one gets a prize. You look in Svarim, they say, I never knew that. There are some ones that are not as obvious as others and not as famous as others. The Bnei Sascher, Susan, and the Bnei Sascher brings an unusual makar for the month of Elul. And it also brings from the parish of the Ari Miklat. I'm sure some of you have seen this, that the pasuk where it says of Elokim, ina liyadai v'samti lecha makom, Elokim ina liyadai v'samti lecha makom. That it happens that a person was a ritzach b'shaygeg, he killed somebody b'shaygeg. So of course there's the Goel Hadam and there's the parish of the Ari Miklat, and Elokim ina liyadai. Came about through those circumstances that Hashem brought about in his life that such a thing happened. And the Torah makes a promise and gives an eitzah of v'samti lecha makom. So the oisi is ina liyado v'samti lecha ina liyado v'lekim ina liyado v'samti lecha is elul. And this also brings it down from Fidika Tzadika. He didn't make it up. It's brought down in Svarim. So when you look in this farm, that bring this down, the conversation usually revolves around the mitzvahs of our lives, that we all have many disappointments, and there are certain dreams that one has growing up, good dreams, convictions, plans, and so on, that for whatever reason, they don't necessarily materialize, or they haven't materialized yet. Could be to accomplish certain things in learning, to accomplish certain things in Kedusha, Tikkun Amidus. You know how you feel when you thought that you finally had overcome a certain inyan, and the Baruch Shalom is in liyada v'samti lecha makom, that Kash Baruch Hu brings it to your attention that you're not finished yet. When I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, there's a bocha that you couldn't talk to him. Anything you said to him, he always walked around the Shemiz Lashon, and anything you said to him, he says, no. And he opened up the page, he said, it's the Reis, it's the Vak, it's the Rabban, but you're always something. So, you know, people just stopped talking to the guy. Even when he said good morning to him, he was chayshed that it was. So, why are you telling that to me? You know that I didn't have a good morning yesterday, see? So this was going on through the first part of the year, and then after Pesach, in those years we stayed in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach. So after Pesach, but we didn't see each other. After Pesach, none of us. After Pesach, a guy comes in, we're sitting the first time by lunch, and he says, "I'm a hudadik a piece of lashon hara." I mean, fleshes. We never got fleshes in the yeshiva, but it was a fleshig. I mean, a real deraisa lashon hara, and everybody just, you know, he is Mr. Lashon Hara. Anti lashon hara. So everybody just sat back and looked at him. We couldn't believe it, and he looked like a chicken before kaparis, like, you know. So he said, "This man, I'm working on cars." Okay, so he was done with the avoda of lashon hara, and he's moving on to the next thing, the avoda of cars. Listen. We're all joking aside. We're all rights from b'shoigig, you know. I'm not talking about b'mezid. We don't want to do things b'mezid, God forbid. We don't want that chlila, that a person should be amazed. Certainly not. We don't want that. But are there things that we've destroyed in our lives, that we're ruining in our lives, b'shoigig? Things that we have given up on, that we have forfeited, especially when it comes to nyanim of kedusha and midas and so on. Are there things that we have compromised, that we b'shoigeg? That there are many, many different definitions of b'shoigeg. But the Kadmonim are telling us that this month of Elul, the Baruch Shalom designates this time as a time, as in time, in Ir Miklat. If they learned out from here, I'm talking about, this goes back to the Kadmonim, if they learned out, V'lekim inil yodo v'samti l'chamokam, is Elul. It means that a person who is a reitzech b'shoige, who has murdered, who has terminated accidentally, not b'mezid, different projects in his life in Avodas Hashem, when it comes to kibud av aim, who's ever yotzei? Have we talked to our parents? And how many times after you say something? I mean, yesterday I have very elderly parents, and my mother asked me something, and I was caught with 10 different things, and I thought about it afterwards. I didn't give her the time. I didn't give her that time that she deserves. And I felt bad afterwards. I apologized to her this morning, not right away, but I apologized to her. Was that b'mezid? Do I want to hurt my mother? I love my mother, but b'shoigeg, you know. So the Baruch Shalom says, v'samti l'chamakam. Is a time that a person has an Elul to find a place. I'm trying to think about what that means. V'samti l'cha mokum, to be mizbeinein, to think, what is my mokum? Who am I? What's my mokum in this world? I mentioned the other day, to put down also in the Sfarim, that Elul is the gematria bina, to be mizbeinein, to think. So I was thinking, the capital that we all say now is L'Dovad Hashem Ori V'Yishi. L'Dovad Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Hashem is my light and my salvation. And then Dovad Melech goes on to speak about war. Im tachne le'machne le'yivra libi im tokum alai melchama b'zois ani b'teach. Acha sh'alti meis Hashem Ois Avak. Everybody knows. So the Mefarshim disagree as to what is the meaning of Bezois Ani Boteach. First of all, what is David HaMelech Boteach? What is he relying upon? It says Bezois Ani Boteach. Is it going back to the beginning of the Pasuk where it says L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, that Hashem is my light and my salvation? That's what most Mepharshim say. That Hashem is my light and my salvation. So let's skip now, make believe you don't have the few words over there. Bezois Ani Boteach. That's a Muslim farshim. If you look Muslim farshim, learn that way. That bezois ani b'teach. What do I rely upon? I rely upon that no matter what has happened to me in my life, no matter what I've done wrong, bezois ani b'teach, going back to the reisha of L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. That Hashem is my life, my salvation, and bezois ani b'teach. Therefore, I could trust in Him that He'll help me out, He'll take care of me. But the Ibn Ezra, it's interesting. Ibn Ezra, I was looking last night. The Ibn Ezra has two perush. In the second perush, on the pasuk. Ibn Ezra says that bezois ani b'teach is not going back to the reisha. Listen to this. Bezois ani b'teach is going to the seifa. So let's read the pasuk of this. Im tachna machim lo yubim tokum la'mecha bezois ani b'teach achas shalti meis Hashem. What do I trust in? What do I place my hope in? What am I b'teach in? Achas shalti meis Hashem o isavakesh. There's one thing that I ask from Hashem, and that one thing that I'm asking, that I'm begging for, Shifti Beis Hashem, and so on. So this Bezosni Boteach that is placed in the center, the Dovid Malach placed in the center of the Pasuk, either it's going back on L'Dovid Hashem Reviyishi, or as Ibn Ezra says, it's going on the end of the Pasuk. What is it that I trust in? What is it that I rely upon? Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem, Oysa Avakesh. In other words, I trust that ultimately things will be okay in my life. Ultimately, I'll be able to fix and repair what's gone wrong in my life because there's an achas sha'alti of my life. There's something in my life that's called achas sha'alti. Because of that achas sha'alti, that's the way Ibn Ezra learns, that because of the achas sha'alti, bezos ani boteach. In other words, in every person's life, there's an achas sha'alti. We'll talk about that in a second. And when David HaMelech was saying, because of the achas sha'alti, oysa vake, shifti beis Hashem, and so on, Bezos ani boteach, that even though I have enemies who are trying to destroy me, Dovnach was talking about enemies in the world of Pshat, his own son, Shaul HaMelech, and so on, and others who were trying to kill him. And then there are enemies that are within, the enemy within, Yitzhar, and so on. Dovnach was saying, Bezos ani boteach, you know what I trust in? You know how I know that I'm going to be victorious? It's not going back in L'Dovid Hashem. I know because achas sha'alti meis Hashem, oysa vakesh. And the question is, what does that mean? Bezois ani boteach, ani achas sha'alti. Now you know, Chazal make a very big deal about a person who's kaveya mokum l'tfilosai, a person who's kaveya mokum to daven in a mokum kavua. They make very, very big promises, oivav, noiflum l'fonav, all of his enemies will fall before him. Elokei Avram, Gemara says, that the God of Avram is Ba'izra, will help him, will come to help him. Hashem, who was the God of Avram, why Avram Avinu? It's not for now, but Hashem will come to help this person. A person is Kaveya, a Mokum L'Tvilosso, a person is a Kaveya, a Mokum also a Bismedrish, we have to learn, and so on. So Chazal brought Psukim to make very, and made very big promises of what's the godless of a person who has a Mokum. Because that's what we're talking about now, a mokum. Besanti lucha mokum. A person who's kaveya mokum is a great person. The Maral in the Sivas Olam, the Siva Avoida. If you take a look in Perek Dalet in the Siva Avoida, the Maral tells us what is the greatness, what is the godless of a kviyas mokum. You know, Chevra, we're living in a time where people daven during the week in one shul, and even during the week when they daven in one shul, they daven shachos here, they daven mincha there, they catch marav, some late marav at night. If you're in Yerushalayim, you have people that never daven the same shul twice. They go to in Flappers, you could almost do that too in Borough Park nowadays. People are just missing a kviyas makom. There's the latest trend that I think started maybe 15, 20 years ago. Honestly, as a child, I never ever saw that a person shouldn't daven in a shul. People always davened in shul, unless Lo Aleinu was shiva. Now, Kesed, you have people that live 2 blocks from shul. The block has a minyan. On many levels, that's a terrible, terrible avla. On many levels, Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Everybody still knows what this house is, who would look at Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. There are other problems with that in Halacha. But the whole picture is off. Mele, if a person lives someplace out, for whatever reason he's far away, and Jews are able to congregate together and to build, to have a place to daven in someone's house, it's a big thing. But if there's a shul 2 blocks away, 3 blocks away, what's... So we're living in a time where the whole definition of mokum has changed, of having a mokum. So Chazal say, by the way, akadekach, that there are rishonim that learn that kol kevah mokum means not only to be in the same Beis HaMedrash or the same Beis HaKnesses, but to be in the same place, mamish. They try to be in the same location, in the shul. So the Maral writes in the Siva Avoda, the Chesivas of a Mokum, of a Kviyas Mokum, where do you learn every day? You should try to learn in the same place. Where do you daven every day? You should try to daven in the same place. And the Maral explains why. These are his words. It's one sentence. If you have a chance, there, he's Marach. The Maral, you know, is Marach. But then the Kuda Pnimis of the Maral is this sentence. Ki ha-mikra ein lo-kviyas. Mikra, for all of those who have learned Maral, mikra is a very common word. That he has his own way of phrasing things. Mikra is a very common term. It doesn't just mean a coincidence. Sometimes you translate it as a mikra. It's a coincidence. A mikra means something that's not a fixture in your life. It's not a fixture in your life. It doesn't have to be coincidence, it's the way that it's used in English. But it's something that's not a fixture in your life. Ki ha-mikra, in other words, something happens. Well, it happens. Ha-mikra, the Maral says, ein le-kviyas, the definition of a mikra, is that it doesn't have a kviyas. That's what a mikra is. It's not kavua. It's not fixed. Ve'ein ze dveikus be'etzem. Ein ze dveikus be'etzem, whenever something is incidental or coincidental, whenever something is because it just happens to be easier, more convenient, v'chulu, Samaral says, by definition, ein ze dveikus be'etzem. Ein ze dveikus be'etzem. A person doesn't have a wife b'mikre. Your children are not b'mikre. It's not that you come home every day, or the way the Rambam describes at the beginning how it used to be before, by Bnei Noach, when there was no such thing as kedushin, when there was no normal way of kedas moishiv Yisrael, or to meet pagei b'shuk, when you meet somebody, oh, b'mikre, we're married. No, a marriage is a kviyas makom. It's v'samtil chamakom. That's what a marriage is. A child should be able to come off the school bus. Today is a very sad day in the world because children are beginning. I think they're beginning. No, maybe they have another. There's still teachers' meetings. There's still maybe a day or two left. But it's a sad, sad week for sure for children. I already heard on CBS somebody was talking about all kinds of things, how to talk to the children this week because they're going to be very, very sad, very depressed. Which, when I was growing up, there was only one way: get out of bed, or I'm going to give you off your head. That was the way that they spoke to us. But. A child is not, your children are not bimikra. A child comes off the bus, you should feel when he walks down the block, this is my makom. V'samtil chamakom. When I'm in school, there's some bully that gives me a hard time. When I'm on the bus, there's somebody that threw up on my lap. Whatever it is, goes on, in buses. And when I come to this place, when I walk down the block, the kids already feel, I know that's how I felt. When I would get off the bus, I would feel, yesh li makom. I have a place, this is my makom. My makom is not a mikra in my life. It defines my existence, who I am. It's that place of my life. So the Maral says, whenever he says, ki ha-mikra ein lo kviyas ve'ein ze dveikus be'etzem, whenever there's a relationship that's bimikra, you bump into an old friend or something, you bump into somebody, anything that's bimikra, your relationship with God, your relationship with your wife, your relationship with a child, your relationship with a friend is bimikra. He says, ein ze dveikus be'etzem, the Maral says. By definition, it's not a relationship of what? Of dveikus. Rak mikra kara. Mikra is one of the lashonis, Chazal point out in the Gemara Megillah, mikra is one of the lashonis that's always on the lips of Amalek, of Haman. It's an Amalek dike lashon, an Haman dike lashon, mikra. He called mikra hu lezman ulesha ve'eino tmidi. Maral says, every mikra by definition, is lezman ulesha. It's for the moment. It could be for the hour, but it's not lezman ulesha ve'eino tmidi. So, to be a Jew, Aleph, to be a Jew is, what David Mach says in the Pasuk is, v'shavti b'veis Hashem, kol yimei chayai. Lach says b'nai Hashem, l'vak b'cholai. To be a Jew means that I have a home. I have a mokum. My mokum, of course, besides the home that one lives in, with his family, a person has a home that the Beis Medrash, the shul, the Beis Medrash is not a mikra in his life. It's his home. V'shafti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. But to understand on a deeper level what that means, the achash alti of life. You know the Gemara says that harishonim she'osu teras and keva umlachtan aroi, that the rishonim they made their Torah keva, kavua, and their malacha, their parnasa, their malacha was aroi, was more of a by more of an arai way, more of a temporary, not fixed way. We'll explain in a second. And the Gemara says, Zev Zev and Iskayim Abiyod. They were matzliach both in their learning, in their Torah, in their Ruchnis, in their Avodas Hashem, and they were matzliach also with Parnos. When the Torah was Keva, and the Melacha was Aroi. However, we already are different. That in our lives, Oisim Terosan Aroi, the Torah is in a state of Arai, Mikra. The Torah is in a way of Mikra, of Arai. And the Melacha and our work is in a way of Keva. And the Gemara says, Zev is a loinis kan biyodin. Shkan Torah, shkan panos. We're not doing well with our learning. We're not accomplishing what the Kadmonim used to accomplish. And even in Panosa, it's not going in Golas the way that it used to be for us when we had our Mokum, when we were in our place. That's what the Gemara says. The Sfasemis has a very elegant and simple pshat in this Gemara. The Sfasemis tells us that the Hagdorah, the Geder of Keva and Arai, is not essentially a definition that depends on a physical place or a certain time of the day or of the week. That's not the essential definition. That's not really the etzem of what it means, that distinction between keva and arai. A designated place, of course, it's good. The simple pshat is to have a designated place in shul and in the Beis Medrash. And a designated time, of course, there's a zman, there's a seder. But the Sfasemis says, ba'oimik, it's more than that. Ba'oimik, it's not just a matter of where you sit or the time or what time of the day it is. The Sfasemis basically says that a person, each and every one of us, has to be mevar. And the ikar bir of this takes place during the time of Elul, which is v'safi l'chamakom. Every one of us has to be mevar. What's your achas sha'alti in life? What's the achas sha'alti? What is it in life, the oisa avakesh? What is that keva? What's that kvius in your mind and in your heart? L'malsha, you could have a person that in terms of physical space, he sits in the Beis Medrash, it could be for quite a few hours a day. He sits in the Beis Medrash, he does time. He's in the right place, and he's there for the right time. But that doesn't mean that in his mind and in his heart, the ikkar of his life, the achas sha'alti of his life, is to understand this piece of Gemara, this Rashi, this Taisis. It could be that he's sitting, he's in that place, and as far as the place is concerned, he has a makom kavua. And you would look at his schedule, and you'd say that for this person, you would say his Torah is keva, and the rest of the day is arai, because he spends most of the day in his makom kavua, and most of the time of the day, is designated for learning, but it could be that while he's sitting there, that's not his makom. You understand? It's not his makom. It could be that his mind is constantly drifting to other places. It could be that it's not in the list of priorities of his life. Like you see, you have somebody that's ben hazman. Your ben hazman is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. My father said that in Europe, they didn't have ben hazman. There was no such thing. They were off only chalamoid. Tisha B'Av, there was no learning. Shabbos day was the faher of the entire week. They had to come to the Beis Medrash, and the faher was on Shabbos, the world, which was the scariest time of the week. Otherwise, there was no summer vacation. It was only from the Hungarian school. Then they didn't have to go to school, to the public school. That only means that cheder, instead of cheder just starting later, that cheder would begin. They started cheder at 4:30 in the morning. That's when they started, and they would be in the mikveh by 7. And then after mikveh, they would daven, and they would learn the entire day. To the night, they would fall asleep, and the Gabi would come in checking to see who was awake, who was asleep, and would have written down if they caught you, it'd be fahed for sure that Shabbos. It's a different life. It's a world in which many gedolim were able to be produced, people who put in a tremendous amount of time and spent many years in learning. You see, what is the keva and what's the arai of your life does not necessarily depend upon how many hours you're sitting. You could have a person who's not zoichet to be in the Beis Medrash all day, and he has to be at work, but he's always thinking about his avodas Hashem. He's always thinking about improving. He's always thinking about his learning. You could have a person who has a benazmanim, he won't pick up a gemara. Benazmanim. You ask him, what's going on? He's off. It's benazmanim. You ask him, well, why not today? Shabbos is not in yeshiva. He doesn't pick up a gemara. He doesn't look in his sefer. He said, Shabbos looks a little bit, as Marva said, for a few minutes. So even though that person during the week, if you would see him, you would say he's a ben Torah. But the emes is, the sfas emes tells us that his Torah is not called keva. Because the definition of the sfas emes says of what's kavua, of what's keva and what's arai, is not just where you are and the time of the day. It's what's the achas sha'alti, the oisa avakesh. What's your achas sha'alti? The Rebbein Shalom is telling us at this time of the year, he says, Kindlach, there are many things that during the course of the year you wanted to do that are important and you believe in, and you murdered them. You killed them. Spishaygeg, you didn't mean to. But if you turn around and you look back on the year, did we accomplish what we wanted to this past year, what we intended to accomplish when we were saying Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, et Ne'ilah? So for most of us, there have been a lot of homicides this year. There's been a lot of Ritzicha B'shaygeg. We didn't mean to mess up the year, but the year's been messed up. And then there were things that, God forbid, people looked at that they shouldn't have looked at on the computer, or things that we said that we regret saying, or things that we did that we regret doing. But the Baruch Shalom wants, during this time of the year, is to say this. He says, V'lekim inu liyado, whatever happened last year. V'samti l'cha malkam. Hashem is saying to us, I'm giving you this month of Elul. Think about this. What is the malkam of your life? Do you have a kviyas makam? When you say the words achas sha'alti me'ez Hashem oisa avakesh, do you mean shifti b'veis Hashem kali mechayi? Are you doing time in yeshiva? Do you sit and you learn and you have a makam and you have a seder? But when it comes down to the etzim of who you are, the Torah is not the etzim of who you are. Yiddishkeit, the Baruch Shalom, is not the etzim of who you are. Achas sha'alti me'ez Hashem oisa avakesh shifti b'veis Hashem. That the Melech said b'zois hani b'teach. That if I could look at myself and say Rebbein Shalom, I botched up, and I'll probably botch up again with certain things this year, but I really, really want, I'm begging you, I'm asking you to help me, that the mokum of my life, the mokum kavu of my life should be the achas sha'alti, the oisa avakesh. The oisa avakesh is panecha Hashem avakesh. Es panecha Hashem avakesh, Rebbein Shalom, I want you. I want to get closer to you. I want it to be my mokum. I'm asking v'samti l'cha mokum. You promised in your Torah that if a person ruins something in his life, b'shoigeg, v'samti l'cha mokum, v'samti l'cha mokum. You know, there's a, Rabbi Nachman says in Kut Amran, in the second Chelek Samach Zayin, there's a sentence there. On the Pasuk that we all know, Kol B'Ram and Nishma, says in Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that Rochem Avakel B'Nah, Rachel's crying for her children, she can't be comforted. He's not here. Ben Achman says that the Shechina is mavak al tzaras Yisrael, she'enem al makoyman. That the Shechina is crying about the tzaras of Yisrael. And Rabbi Nachman said one of the biggest tzaras, he has a whole Torah there, one of the biggest tzaras of the Jewish people is, he said this 200 years ago, is enem al makoyman. He wasn't saying that we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Rachel is not just crying because we're not passing by in Beis Lechem, because we're not in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. That's for sure she's crying. That we're not in Yerushalayim, that we're not in Beis Lechem, that we're not in Chevron, that we're not occupying every single inch of our land. Of course she's crying. That Mashiach's not here, of course Rachel is crying. Rabbi Nachman says it's more than that. When it says, Einam al Makayim, Veshova ben Magrula, means that Rabbi Nachman was talking, he had big Ruach Kodesh, he says, the Baruch Hashem is looking at Gaulis and he sees that Jews are not in their place. They're just not in their place. When Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Alei Elai Ha'ara, Veheyesham. Veheyesham. You know how many marriages there are now where the people that are living together for 30 years, for 40 years, and they're not there with each other? They're in the same place. They have a Kriyas Mokum. Where do you live? The guy says, I live, 75-12 Maple Avenue. The guy lives, that's his Mokum. You ask him, that's your Mokum. You ask your wife, where do you live? She says, but it's not Vesam Pelucha Mokum. You know why? Because their whole life together is Aroi. It's not Keva. When a husband and a wife, when they're dveikim be'etzim, like the Maral says, then the relationship is not ischasin. The relationship is not just b'mikre. You can live in the same house, have the same address, and you have a whole family. But the whole relationship is, how you doing? Have a nice day. Fatig and done. But is the relationship that's the dveikim is be'etzim? Is this an achas sha'alti of my life, that there should be this relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, with my wife, with my children? Is that Dveikus Betzim? Rabbi Nachman says, Rochem Avakal B'na Ki Einenu. The Baruch Shalom is looking at us, the Shechin is looking at us, and Enenu. Everybody's in a million different places. I'm not even without, even without the thing, without the machine, in a million different places. But in a person's head, the person is not. It doesn't have a kriyas markum. It doesn't have an oisavakesh. Anila doidli v'doidli means. It's a nice thing when a husband and wife. It's a nice thing to have an invitation if you got married in Elul. Even if not, now they put anila doidli. So what the anila doidli is v'doidli is doidli. But anila doidli means achash alti. It means oisavakesh. It means this is my markum. It means v'santi l'cha markum. It means that when it means that some of you are going to end up being in the workplace, in offices, or wherever you are. They're in the caves all over the world. Wherever you're going to be. So then if your eyes start to strain, you start to look at the wrong thing. Your wife doesn't know about it, but the Baruch Shalom knows, and he's saying to you, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, where's your Achash Alti? Where's your Eza Avakesh? Where's that one person of your life? Your wife is the one person of your life. Why are you looking at other people? What's the matter with you? You're not, where's the Achash Alti? Where's the Eza Avakesh? When it comes to how you and I live as Jews, our davening, our learning, our Avedis Hashem, the Baruch Hashem is asking each and every one of you, when we flirt with that world outside of the Baruch Shalom, he's saying, I thought you say every day, Achash Alti, Eza Avakesh, Shivti V'Vesh Hashem, Kalei Mechai. It's not just ours, it's not just a place. The Baal Shem HaKadosh says that you are where you think of being. That's where you are, Batson. Where your mind is, that's where you realize, because the essence of a person is his mind. So where you're thinking of being, that's where you are. I'll just end, I'll tell you, there was a ma'aseh with the Baal Tanis, that the Alter Rebbe, he had a very wealthy chassid. I don't remember, it said in the Sefer the name, I don't remember the name. A very wealthy chassid. And he was in the lumber business, this chassid. And it happened once, it was an interesting thing. It happened that this chassid didn't see the Alter Rebbe came in with his gabbai, and this very rich chassid was sitting at his desk, and he was very busy on his ledger, working out the cheshbonos of the month. And he didn't see that the Alter Rebbe came with the gabbai, and the gabbai was going to yell at him to stand, but the Rebbe's here. But the Alter Rebbe motioned to the gabbai to shh, to be quiet. He wanted to see what's going on over there. He looked, so the Alter Rebbe looked over the shoulder of this gvir, of this very wealthy chassid, and the chassid was writing up, it had all the days of the month, and it had the numbers from the business every day of the month. So whatever it was, how many rubles that day, he had 30 the whole month, and underneath it said Samachay, he wrote, Samachay, Sachakol, right? Samachay, Sachakol. And the Tanya said over this maisid, and this chassid, he didn't know the Rebbe was right behind him. So the chassid, he said, this chassid threw his head back, and he closed his eyes, and he started to cry. And he looked back at the paper, and he put his head back, and he was crying. And then he tried again, and his hands were shaking. And he wrote where it says, Sahakol, he wrote, Ein od milvadei. That's what he wrote. There's only you, God, as he said. The Baal Tanya used to talk about this chassid. He says, I have a chassid. He has the Sahakol of his life. That doesn't mean he didn't eventually add them up, and then he has a business. But with the chassid, when he looked at the word Sahakol, what's the Sahakol of my life? Sahakol mi ani, Sahakol mo anu mechein machazdein matzikaseinu manoyel von Hashem lokeinu. Sahakol is einu levado. Achashalti oisavakish. That's the Sahakol of what we have to be thinking about now, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Baruch Shalom says to us, "Oi, v'santi l'cha mokum. If you think this way of establishing that mokum with me, a kviyas with me, the Baruch Shalom says." The Yimei HaDin, the Yimei HaRatz, the Yimei HaDin will be okay. There's an imikla for Jews like that. The Rishon has a place for us to go, a place for us to hide. So the Rishon should help them. So each and every one of you, that should be in myself, that should be the Achas Shalt, that should be the Eisav Akish. And the year of learning should be not only a Kriyas Makam, not only that you fight for your place in the Samadrish. I used to tell people in Shul, there's so many fights in Shul with the Makam. I didn't allow them to put, you know, to buy gold, you know, buy the chair and to put a gold thing by your chair and to put a flag with your picture on it. There's so many fights. People insulted. The whole place is empty. And the guy's sitting there, what? It's like some visitor comes to the shul and they tell them they have to get up. And people get so insulted, get so hurt. So I always talk to these people. I say, why do you chase that Jew out of here? He says, Rebbe, that's my Malkum Kavu. I'm in that seat for 19 years. That's my chair. I said, you really think you use that Malkum so like so gavaldi, the mokum. Why don't you worry more about the mokum? Baruch ha-mokum, baruch hu, and move over to not to hurt another Jew. A mokum is an important thing. We shouldn't squander that. We should be able to use the mokum properly. We should be a good kibbutz to you.